Release forward into table from here. So bring your hands down, your knees under your front hips. And if you're feeling your shins, that's normal from squatting. So we're going to press them out with cat pose. Press your shins and your feet down into the ground as you plant the base of your fingers and arch your back up. Use all of that planting down to leverage your back up. And then take a couple of spinal flexes, cat and cow. And as you inhale next, bring yourself to neutral, to table. So you're not arching in either direction. And turn sideways on the mat. So if you're practicing with somebody else, turn to face them. So the mat stays where it is, but you're bringing yourself in table position, just as you are facing sideways off the mat. So we're going to move into frog pose. Being sure that you have enough room to then walk your knees out from each other. So starting with the knees under the hips and then little by little walking them out until, if possible, you come to the inner thigh, not the knee joint, not the top of the knee cap itself, but the inner thigh. If that's too intense of a stretch or you have any kind of knee injury, you can do the same posture on your back and just press your knees out to the sides. If it works for you to stay facing down like this, then once you get your knees out to the place where you can breathe, where you feel okay, look back and see that your ankles line up with your knees and your toes line up with your ankles. So you have right angles at all of the joints of your legs like frog's legs. And then once you get that, bring your elbows down to the ground and either stack your fists to rest your head on them or just let your head hang. Energize your toes a little bit. Draw your toes up towards your knees so that you help support your knees. And energize a little bit through your belly as well. So tucking the belly up to lengthen the low back. The hips are right between the knees on this. So if you've shifted your hips forward or back, then realign. And it might mean you have to adjust where your legs are. So this is one where really the only thing to do once you get the alignment is to breathe and submit, surrender. The stretch is on the inner thighs, into the groins. If you're clenching tight in your jaw, adjust the posture so that you can soften your face, deepen your breath, and use your breath to stay with whatever intensity you have going on in that stretch. If it starts to soften and release, great. If you'd like to intensify it again and shift your edge out a little bit more, then take your tailbone back towards your feet a little bit. And just a little shift should help you reignite that stretch in your inner thighs. Keeping your shoulders on your back. And this is a great place to practice Ujjayi Pranayama. So if you're still really new to that breathing practice, to ocean-sounding victorious breath, then tune in here and listen along and see if you can find your own version of the sound that I make as you narrow your throat and breathe through your nose. So you're finding that inner calm within whatever intensity this posture or life in general throws at you. There are two options for coming out of this posture. The important thing with both of them is that you don't yank those muscles back into action after you've invited them to open so deeply. So you can either release into splat frog by bringing your belly closer to the ground, letting your legs start to lengthen. This may or may not work for your knees. So if it doesn't, just come out of it. If splat frog doesn't work, come out of it the same way that you came into it by bringing weight into your hands and walking one knee and foot in a little bit and then the other and then the other and little by little bringing your knees closer together. Once you're either belly down or on your knees, then turn to face back off the starting whatever is your front side of your mat and come back into squat. So either feet at the edges of the mat, or if you have a narrower stance, bring yourself into that. And see if Mandukasana, frog pose, has influenced your squat at all. You're doing with your arms in squat what the floor and gravity was doing in frog. And in the coming weeks, we're going to apply all of this work and bring it up off the ground. So the hips are a key area. And as you've probably worked out, this is one of our main focus points today is hip opening. The hips are one of the main areas of tightness for many people. So finding where your heels go as close to the ground as works for you to also lift your sternum, roll your shoulders onto your back, and press your knees open out over your feet. So if you tend to feel a lot of weight in the big toe ball of your foot or your inner arch dropping down, then lift your heels a little higher, press your knees a little wider so you get the alignment of the knees over the feet. And this is a great posture for feeling how one thing tugs another, how each thing is affected by the movement of another, how we're all connected in our bodies. So give that one more breath, and then as you exhale, release once more into cat and cow. By the end of today's practice, you'll have cat and cow down. Press your shins down to open them out. Arch your back up. Just a couple breaths, rolling from your tail to your head. And the next time that you exhale, press back as you would for extended child. So take your hips back over your heels. And once you have your hips back, see if your head will release down. And if it doesn't, bring your knees a little bit wider until you can rest your forehead on the ground. If you still have trouble releasing your head, you can rest it on a blanket or a block, or you can do this next posture upright in kneeling pose. Yoga mudra. So bring your arms around behind your back, interlace your fingers, and draw your palms towards each other. So do that by engaging your upper back muscles. Draw your inner shoulder blades towards each other and inner elbows and wrists towards each other. And then see how much you can lift your arms away from your back, still drawing them in towards each other. Letting your head continue to rest on the ground or your support and your hips rest on your heels. So using the action of the upper back and the arms to open the upper chest and breathing into that. Move your breath into your upper lungs and ribs. If you're really flexible here, and as you lift your arms, your shoulders slide down into your neck, aim your interlaced fingers up, up away from your head, so your shoulders lift away from your neck. Give that one more breath, and as you exhale, release your arms down, unlace your fingers, and stretch your arms out long in front, bringing them wide enough that you can bring your body between them. Come all the way belly down, slide forward. We're going to do a variation of cobra pose that we've been doing the last couple of weeks called Kundalini Cobra. So bring your feet out as wide as the mat so your toenails are outside the mat on whatever your floor surface is. And roll your little toenails to touch that surface so that your outer hips drop down. And you can aim your tailbone back towards your feet by drawing your belly in and up. Walk your hands back underneath your shoulders and align your thumbs with your nipples. And then aim your elbows back towards your feet so that your shoulders roll away from your neck. Find out how to breathe here now that you're belly down. And especially having that core engagement to lengthen the low back. How do you draw your belly in and up to aim your tailbone back and yet still breathe? The next time that you inhale, draw up with your head and your chest and your hands. So just come up to the point where your back is holding you. And as you lift your hands off the ground, feel where that place is. And then bring your hands back down, but your fingers off the ground. So you have the heels of your hands on the ground, where your hands connect to your wrists. And use your triceps, upper backs of your arms that you woke up in those cat presses, to traction your rib cage, your sternum forward towards the front edge of the mat. So you lengthen from your toes behind you, your tailbone stretching back, to your sternum and your head stretching forward. And then see if there's any more movement to come up and breathe into that. Inhale to lift. Keep lengthening out as you exhale and come back down. Throughout this movement, as you move with your breath, inhale, come up, exhale, release down, focus on the lengthening. Use your triceps, your upper backs of your arms to help you, and keep your gaze on the ground. So the back of your neck is long, and instead of leading with your chin, you're leading with your sternum, the very middle top portion of your rib cage. Thinking of dragging yourself off the front edge of the mat, as much length as you can. Notice if your feet lift or your little toes curl off the ground. Drop your outer edges of your little toes down towards the ground to give your pelvis space. And this next time that you come up to your highest point where you can breathe, check that your elbows are still tucked right in and your shoulder blades are on your back and you're breathing steadily. And look over your right shoulder. As you do, drop your shoulder back towards your right hip. So you shrink the right ribs in. You might even be able to see your right foot. Even though you're looking back, draw your chest forward. Lengthen. Breathe into it. Use your exhale to release back down to center. And your inhale to come back up, finding that fullest point again, feeling your toenails on the ground, tailbone stretching back. When you get to that fullest point, look over your left shoulder. Drop your shoulder back away from your chin, lots of space under your chin. And yet, even though you're looking back, you might even see your left foot, draw forward with your hands so that you lengthen. Use your next exhale to release back down into crocodile. Stack your arms, one on top of the other, and rest your head on top. Bring your feet back onto the mat. Turn your toes in, your heels out, and let your body go. Release it. Let your shoulders, your underarms drop down. Notice if your butt was clenched, if it was doing a lot of the work of lifting you up in cobra. Release. Let your jaw relax. And use your breath to massage your back, to breathe along your spine.